Welcome, welcome everyone to the 8-Bit Show. I'm your host, Franklinton.
Franklinton.
Yeah.
Franklinton.
Benjamin Franklinton.
Benjamin Franklinton.
You need the haircut again.
No, I don't.
We'll put that picture in the show notes.
Okay. I guess. I don't even want to introduce you bastards.
Can we give you like a white wig?
You see can if I still
if
have
you
it.
Want. Ah, oh, great. With me today is Christian. Say
yes.
Hi, Christian.
Hi, Christian.
And Ashley.
Hello.
And I hate you all.
No, you don't.
You're right, I don't. It's funny. It's a good time.
You wish you hated us.
No. Maybe a little. Nah.
Just admit it. There are times.
Oh, there are
like, I
times
really wish I hated like, this person.
In this moment. Yeah. Yeah.
Really wish I wish were I could my just, friend.
Like, get out now. How you guys doing today?
None of your business.
Pretty good. I'm here. It's early.
Yep. Indeed.
Right.
So that was exciting. Let's get into some games, I guess. what have y'all been playing? I haven't been playing a whole lot, so.
So you should start?
Yeah, sure, I can start, since it's not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, might as well.
Been slowly progressing through, Mario plus Rabbids. Still having a lot of fun with it. It's not letting up on that front. So I started playing Robot Unicorn Attack again.
Right.
Just here and there, you know? You know, I've been playing the game wrong this entire time. As far as I know, I do not remember having to do this. Not, I should say, I don't remember ever really doing this before. I don't know if I didn't realize it or I just have forgotten. But the more hoops you go through in a jump, the bigger your multiplier gets.
Yeah.
Did not know that. I don't know how long I've been playing this game.
Wow.
That's pretty delayed.
Yeah, really delayed.
So there's things called mobile phone.
So I've been getting a much higher score recently.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Funny how that works.
Go figure.
It's still really tough. I feel like I still don't get much farther than I have before. Like, there's just a point where things always seem to get crazy and I make a mistake. Like,
I feel like that's the same with Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
It's like you'll have that one really phenomenal run and then you'll never be as good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the only other thing I've really, other than those that I've been playing, I started Ni No Kuni 2, which the beginning is crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Did you ever play the first one?
No, I never played the first one.
I love the first one so much.
Yeah.
I have no opinions on the second one because I haven't played it, but I love the first one a lot.
The second one's really cool. I mean, I dig the art style. I dig the story. There's nothing crazy there, but it's fun. The combat is actually really cool.
You're fun.
Overworld's interesting.
Your overworld's interesting.
It kind of reminded me of actually running around like Final Fantasy VII style, except you can actually see.
If
you're running around Final Fantasy VII style.
What is your problem?
Very conflict heavy today. That's probably a bit of the Kratos that runs through my
head. The Kratos is leaking out.
I'll tell you now, the desert area probably has one of my least favorite musics. Like, each area has its own music. And that one, I feel, is...
The weakest?
Not the weakest. It's just really dramatic.
Oh.
But the whole time you're going through there is not always... dramatic, so it's just like,
Keep that in mind.
But there's one that has like the best music in the whole game, but you're not there yet, and I don't want to ruin it for you.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, like the sound is really, really good too. So far the music, I really like it. Seems like a really, really good game. I can't wait to get more into it. I'm barely at, I guess it's technically the second area of the game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, still early on. But yeah, that's it.
That was exciting.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
Yep.
You want to go? You want me to go?
But don't care.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. It's interesting for the listeners.
Yes, because they know what's going on. I played some more Ni No Kuni. I have about 40 hours. I think I have like 2 chapters left. Oh. So right now I was just doing a bunch of the side quests so I could level up my kingdom and get a bunch of stuff built and upgraded and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still liking it.
Good.
It's a lot of fun. I started The End Is Nigh, and it's really hard.
It really is.
If you want to get all of the little souls, it's really hard. But like I was telling you, some of them actually seem easier if you finish the stage and then go backwards to get it.
Yeah, and I think there might even be a few where
you're supposed to.
Well, you do have to come back later on. I feel like there might be a power up or something, or maybe a different way you can access that area. Because I don't know if you noticed, there's like some places where like you'll see like a little hole. If you jump up through it, you'll go into a new area. Mm-hmm. They're few and far between, but they do exist. And there's usually like a bonus body part or whatever it is up there or down there.
So I'm just in the second area. I'm not too far into it, but it's pretty fun. It's a nice play for 10, 15 minutes and get angry and then go do something else.
Right. Yeah, I like that. You know, they're small little tiny sections, so, you know, you don't have to play for long. You just
die a lot and then move on.
Yeah, die a lot and then finally beat it and go, yes, I'm the greatest. And I'm done.
And I will end my rule there, undefeated.
Played a bit more Detective Pikachu. The game, it's fun. It's not like challenging or anything. It's just go gather clues and question people, but it's fun.
Cool.
And then we picked up God of War last night, and we didn't get to play a whole lot of it because I was sleepy. So we'll probably play a lot more today. We're just like leaving the beginning area.
Cool.
But it sounds like you played a lot more, Christian.
Well, I mean, I don't know how we're probably left about the same area, but I did play a lot more. Yeah. We played God of War last night a lot. Yeah, we turned it on to like its hardest difficulty. I like the name of it though. They give me God of War.
Yeah, difficulty. That's good. I really like that.
All in red. It's like the only difficulty that's like in red.
I miss games that do that. You know, there's not a whole lot of that going on.
Clever.
What was it? Not just Doom, but I mean, like those early 90s games, you know, where it's like the hardest difficulties, like dripping in blood.
Seems like a lot of like God of War has like a little nod to like a lot of Doom. Even like the case itself.
Yeah.
However, I don't like the original, the box art that's on the front, which is them standing on the boat, all ridiculous. It's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing special though. But like the inside sleeve art, like when you open up the box, we actually flipped it around so you could see it on the outside because it looks better. Look kind of like the Doom poster when he's up on top, like destroying the demons, except for it's Kratos with an axe and like the Norse stuff below. But it was very like, I was like, hey, that kind of looks like the Doom one.
Nice. That's cool.
Really fun.
Yeah. So you're dying a lot?
Oh my gosh. That's an understatement. Like I said, we played most of the day. I mean, we played from what we got at about like 6 maybe. It was o'clock maybe. Played it from then to like midnight, 1 o'clock. And what we got through like the opening thing with like the deer. and like we got back to the hut, like made like did like the first boss fight.
Yeah,
thing. It was really cool.
Speaking of first boss, trying to help you out there.
Oh. Yeah, the first boss was cool. I don't want to spoil too much though.
It's the first boss.
Yeah,
that's where you get excited. Like you don't. You after that, you might not want to say anything, but well, I think that's a cool tidbit.
Well, it definitely.
You didn't give me any spoiler warning earlier.
No, I didn't, because I don't care about your feelings.
Well, okay. Again, I hate you.
No, yeah, I mean, you get a fight like the stranger from Norse mythology as the first boss, and there's plenty of stuff in the Norse stuff that makes it really cool. Like mm-hmm. the language of the giants and all kinds of cool stuff.
So, weapon wise, what do you have at this point?
Well, so you have your axe, the Leviathan axe, I think is what it's called now.
Something, yeah.
Instead of your chains of Olympus.
Yeah.
They definitely changed. Like, I like the way that they changed everything from like, not only did they change like the theme mm-hmm. from Greek mythology over to Norse mythology, where it's definitely like a reboot, but it's also not, you know, it's definitely a continuation.
Yeah.
There's definitely something going on with Kratos, and they make that pretty clear. Mm-hmm. The Norse gods are definitely not happy he's there.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know why.
You would think they'd be happy. Like, yeah, I took out all those guys for you, but no.
Right? Yeah. I'm just helping you out.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I'm also not going to listen to you, but you know, but I did for you. No, but I like the story. It seems very more like heartfelt, and it seems like Kratos is trying to like not get his son,
yeah,
the same as him, like with this rage, with this rage issue thing.
Yeah,
because his son definitely seems like it's weird. I don't know entirely because like I haven't gone through the story, you know, obviously, but his son talks like out. Like, I haven't been sick in a long time, but they're kind of talking about being angry.
Oh, wow.
So, like, the way they're mentioning it is kind of interesting.
Well, one of the trailers, Kratos is talking to this woman, and she's saying how, because he's his son, like, he's, like, part God also, and he's going to have a lot of the same stuff going on, and Kratos doesn't want that happening for him.
Yeah.
But his, quote-unquote, true nature is coming out, so... I guess it's like puberty for God.
Well, I mean, you can kind of see that in like just Kratos alone. Like it seems like he's definitely like calmed down, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. From like the Kratos we originally knew, this rush in there.
Destroy everything.
Yeah, fly off the handle.
Yeah.
Demolish everything in sight. I mean, it's hard to say he still doesn't do that. But at the beginning of it, like the very first thing you do is like cut down this tree. Like, the very first sequence of the whole game is you're cutting down a tree.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it, he's just all super pissed, you know, just... you're like, oh, okay, no, he still does have the rage thing. I mean, you find out why. His, like, new wife died. Big surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wonder if that's just, like, kind of a nod to everybody who's, like, worried that... You know, what were they calling it? Data war?
Right? Data war. No, it really doesn't feel like an escort mission.
Oh, really?
I didn't even get that far into it. And Atreus, his son, doesn't seem to have, like right now he doesn't have that many skills, but he's still like useful on his own. And he's definitely not in the way.
He's like a support character.
That's cool.
Because he has the bow and arrow, so he can like make distractions or like hit weak points.
Hmm. Yeah, he's really good. I mean, it reminded me a bit of The Last of Us for a little bit until they started like introducing the fact that he can help you.
Yeah.
But The Last of Us did it really well where it never really felt like an escort mission. Ellie's with you the whole time, but sometimes she hops on the back of people. You know, she kind of did small stuff, help you find things. So, but it never felt like an escort mission. And they kind of felt like the same thing with this, except for they made him way more useful.
That's cool. That's actually really cool. That really makes me want to play it, actually.
And it becomes like
even the small details of like you're going through the woods and you have to jump up a cliff, but obviously the boy's too small. So you like boost him up and like it shows the animation for that and then you jump up after him.
Or he like hops on your back while you're like climbing up the big old cliffs.
That's cool.
And like, so it's kind of cool. Or like a hole is small, so you can like get him to go into the hole and he'll come around and throw a chain down to you.
Nice.
So it's really cool. It's like this team dynamic that works.
Yeah.
Man, they really did like a good reboot of it. It feels different. Combat is definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely listen to people who are like, yeah, I'm tired of hitting, you know, square, square, triangle, square, triangle, square, 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 triangle.
They don't want a Dynasty Warriors it.
Well, I mean, come on. That was God of War and Devil May Cry, hack and slash games have all been like that. And they definitely listened to that, and they definitely added more shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's still more or less, you know, hit, strong hit. Hit, strong hit.
So it's different, but not too different.
Yeah, and it feels kind of, when I first started playing it, it feels kind of like The Witcher a little bit.
Uh-huh.
A little bit more linear and not nearly as open as like The Witcher is.
Yeah.
Definitely more open than like any previous God of War game.
Yeah.
God of War's always had like a pretty decent amount of like discovery aspect.
Yeah, well, I mean,
there was all those hidden chests where you had to like use the camera angles to like,
yeah,
there's something there.
Yeah, but I didn't feel like that was really a big draw for God of War.
Yeah.
It was always, you know, look at the background, what's going on, see the way it interacts with the stage sometimes and things like that. Like,
the story,
that was
the forefront story.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I just mean, like, going from one place to the next, it's always like, that's the adventure, you know? Like, you kick ass for 5 to 10 minutes, you go on to the next place, and you're like, wow, look at this area, and you kick some more ass.
Yeah, do a puzzle real
rinse
fast,
and repeat.
Kick some ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah. You gotta kick the ass to get to the puzzle.
Yeah, exactly.
Do the puzzle, and you have to beat the thing that comes out of the puzzle.
The graphics are so good.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
So mm-hmm.
Gorgeous
it's
game.
It's like, if anybody played, what was it, The Order? They came out, like, when the PlayStation first came out.
Yeah.
Where the cutscene ends, but, like, it's so seamless that you're, like, just standing there. You're like, oh, wait, I'm actually controlling things now. Like,
oh, I'm
it
supposed
ended.
To move. Yeah, I was, like, standing there. Kratos is standing there with a tree for, like, a good, like, you know, probably, like, 1 minute. But 1 minute too long, you know, like the cutscene happened and he's just standing by the tree and I'm like, oh man, he's gonna use that tree to attack him. I know it. And then the command prompt pops up, I'll like hit L1, you idiot.
Like, we're waiting for
you. I'm like,
you.
Oh shit. So that's always fun.
That's cool.
Especially when you get into it like that, you're like, oh, what else is gonna happen?
Wow.
Like, I watched old people react.
Yeah.
Video on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and they were playing The Last of Us.
Oh yeah,
it was old people playing The Last of Us. Every time they're like, "What is she doing?" Like when the game starts, like it starts as we're playing Sarah, Joel's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and like, well, she said she's gonna go get her dad, but she's not going anywhere. They're just waiting for her to like move. Like
that's
the person
awesome.
On the other camera's like, "You gotta." Gotta move up with the joystick.
You gotta go meet your dad.
Yep. Well, we're getting old, so I guess it makes sense.
I think that I want to say like The Last of Us really showed how cinematic a game can truly be.
Yeah.
With a good mix of the two, because I mean, yeah, we've had our games that have been cinematic.
Metal Gear 4.
Which was pretty much a movie with a slight bit of gameplay.
Yeah.
But The Last of Us did a really good job of like that seamless transition. They did a really good job of that too, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the technology was simpler, but, and this one just improved on it. Like Santa Monica did a really good job. I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video of the director did like a response
hearing their
video?
Reviews?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, he made like a response video to reviews the day it came out.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and he just really emotional video, and he was just
that's cool.
I really appreciate all everybody's hard work and everyone giving me the chance for this. It was pretty good emotional little video.
That's really cool. I like that.
From a developer breaking down when he sees that he's got like a 95, or it was kind of cool during the video. He has like a 94. On Metacritic.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he's like watching it. He's like, wow. And he's kind of breaking down a little bit. He's like, that's impressive. And then it like turns and it goes to 95. And he's like, what?
That's really cool.
Like, I just,
wow.
He's like, I'm so glad I didn't fuck this up. I gotta say, he did a really good job, and yeah. I'm very excited to see where the God of War franchise goes from here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I heard, so the rumor is that there's like three more, or two more, is a new trilogy.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I'd be down for it. Let's see him destroy some Norse gods.
Right? Yeah, no. That would be really cool.
Although this
and
time
I like to see where else
like
they
the
could
gods
go.
Pick the fight this time. Kratos seems like he was just doing his own thing. Like, the whole point of the story is to take your wife's ashes through the top of the mountain. That's it. Like,
that's it.
All you want to do is take your son and your wife's ashes and spread them on top of the mountain like she asked. But here, who do you know? Someone's got a problem with that.
Yep. Somebody's always got to mess with Kratos, and it's just not a good idea.
It's always got to be some god. Yeah. Odin, you think you'd be wise, man. You're supposed to be the all-wise, all-father. Like.
Maybe him and Zeus were BFFs. Yeah,
they were drinking buddies. Yeah. Him and Zeus were drinking buddies. He's like, I got to avenge him now.
Shit.
I got to avenge him and go after that guy. I like it, too. They show, like, Kratos standing next to the stranger. Who's very Norse in appearance and stuff like that. But Kratos is like towering over this dude. And this dude just like backhand slaps Kratos. I was like, oh, oh man, he's got balls of steel. This is awesome.
Nice.
Well, if you know anything about Norse mythology, the stranger, he can't feel anything. He has no emotional, no physical feeling in anything. The whole time he's beating him up, Kratos is beating him up. The stranger's like, I can't feel any of this. It's a great, great fight.
Yeah, I can't wait. You guys play some
definitely
more of it.
Seems
I want to
like
hear.
The Norse gods are going to definitely be a bit more sarcastic in
yeah.
overtone than like the Greek gods were, which makes sense.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
That makes sense. The Greek gods and their hoity-toityness. What,
I mean, you know, for the past ones, you know, that everything was very serious in there, but you could tell, like, the game didn't exactly take itself seriously.
No, I'm not talking game-wise. I'm just talking, like, character.
No. But
characters of the gods.
Yeah, that's what I mean, is that the gods were very, very serious. Like, any interaction with any of the gods was very, like, you know...
Well, they always thought themselves, they were always like, I'm higher than you,
yeah.
and I'm just super pretentious.
But
know?
I mean,
just,
but that's what I mean, is that there's Kratos on the other end, who's like, so dismissive of them that it kind of like breaks down that wall of like, yeah, this isn't really a serious moment, just look at the way that Kratos is taking this, like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Oh yeah.
So, but that's cool, I like that they're changing that up too, not trying to be... uber serious.
Yeah, there is one. My only flaw that I've seen so far is I kind of wish their execution animations they had just a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Easily forgivable flaw, especially for being like, you know, the first new take on something we've done.
Yeah,
like the little quick executions that you can get off occasionally.
Yeah,
like very enemy type oriented. Depending on the enemy, this is the execution that's going to happen. It's one execution per enemy type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Oh, and that makes sense because I noticed that too when we're fighting the zombie things.
Yeah.
That it was like the same one for everyone.
Yeah. You definitely notice it when you're playing on Give Me God of War because you're dying a lot and having to do it again and again.
Yeah.
So you definitely notice the repetition. But. If you played God of War like we did on the hardest difficulty every time, I don't know why. But you get used to like the super repetitiveness of having to do stuff like that.
Or
even like the...
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory of any game you play on the hardest difficulty. You learn that. Yeah. You're going to die. You're going to see the same thing.
Yeah, it becomes definitely
a
different game. Like,
yeah.
The current fight that we were doing before I got here... we started having to figure out, now we were able to like finally figure out how to like break up the fight perfectly to get like to the point where we know we can beat it or get to a better point where we know we can beat it.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. now, because now we know if we take this one guy out real quick, we use our power up and we knock this one guy off real fast because he pops up perfectly right there every time. And we have just enough rage to go over there, hit him with an arrow real quick, try and knock him off the fucking stage. If you can knock him off the stage, great. That's,
you're like Mega Man in this shit right here.
Miss, if you miss knocking him off the stage, you are fucked. You're fucked. You are not going to make it through this fight.
Well, that's like Dark Souls too.
Yeah.
Like the boss fights, you die so many times. So you're like, okay, well, if they do this, like you roll this way and dodge this way and do this, and you just memorize like every little thing that you can have to do.
That's why I like, that's why I, way I felt about like The Witcher, and that's why I kind of compare this one to like The Witcher a little bit, because it's very kind of strategic. You gotta like, oh, this monster over here is, I can't use my axe on him because it doesn't do anything. It's better to try and like use my fists and knock him out and execute him over using my axe because it's not doing anything. Or, like the enemy I was just talking about, you have to have your son shoot arrows at him in order for you to be able to hit him because he's just too fast. You have to have Atreus like stun him with his arrows so you can beat him up. So like it really makes you have to do that stuff. And The Witcher did that. Although their combat's a bit more sloppy. So it's like they, it feels like The Witcher, except for they made it smaller and more the combat oriented.
Yeah.
And painted God of War over it. Which sounds great.
Yeah. I'm going to play The Witcher also.
There's a whole like equipment mechanic. As far as leveling up in it, it's definitely more RPG.
He's doing a game. Stop talking about this game now.
God of War. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, well, I'm kidding. It's really, really, it's really interesting. I really want to get my hands on it. It sounds amazing. So
yeah.
And I, honestly, I was worried about it because it had been a while and it's like, there's been a lot of duds, you know, going back to the pool recently. Especially for games that like haven't been out in a while. Like you look at Sonic, where it's like they had that one really great game, you know, and then the next one they put out, you're just like, oh, I guess they didn't learn their lesson. So, you know, but it's really good to hear that it is.
I'm
really
very happy, and I consider it in the same vein as like Resident Evil 4 on a good reboot.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in the same bucket as I put Resident Evil 4. It's a great reboot to a series that needed something.
Okay.
It grew up with its audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah. I've been playing a shit ton of Minecraft.
As usual.
That's every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had stopped for a while.
Well, give us the update. What are you working on now?
I'm starting to do my village. I feel bad because I kept forgetting to take pictures.
Yeah.
Be like, man, I should have taken a picture of that. And then I'll just keep building. Instead of just taking a picture right when I thought about it. But I haven't gotten any good pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But I started building like a village, heading to like terraform the area.
Nice.
It's taken me like the keep I made because I had to work outside or inside out, which is different than how I usually build outside to in.
Yeah.
Definitely took a lot longer. That like main keep I made took like 3 months, whereas like this village, it's been like I probably put in like 3 days worth of work in total, and it's almost done now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It was nice because I had to take a break from the keep. I still need to do the roof of it, but I was like, nope, 3 months of this, I'm done. We're moving on. Moving on, we'll get back to this later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty about Minecraft too, is that, you know, you work on a bunch of other stuff for a while and there's just going to be a point where you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, I know exactly what I want to do now. And you're just, that's going to be your new goal. Like, doesn't matter if you're in the middle of like 5 other projects, that's going to be your new goal.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
And so I went around my town like while I was terraforming. I got all like the pathway set up, all the cobblestone path that I want leading everywhere that I needed to go. These like cliffs kind of carved out a little bit. That's a really hilly area, so I kind of terraformed the cliffs to make make it easier to traverse and give spots for homes.
Yeah.
Went through, and then I started planting trees
Well, I planted an oak tree, and I didn't do any like of the bone meal to quickly grow.
Yeah.
I just planted them and was like, okay, well, I'm doing everything else. They'll sprout up. Well, I started doing everything else, and I noticed that a couple of them that sprouted, I was like, oh, sweet. So I started going, looking around at the other ones that I planted. Well, one of the oak trees that I planted ended up being one of the big oak trees. And like, I looked over to one half of my village, and my whole thing, all I see is leaves. I was like, I didn't plant that many trees. What the heck happened over there? And I go, look, it's just one giant oak tree. I was like, that's cool. It's too bad I'm going to have to cut you down because you just overgrew in every bad spot,
right?
Ever.
At least it didn't grow in the patch that you were on and kill you.
Yeah.
So I've had that happen.
I know, that's so confusing. You're like, what's going on?
Why am I dying?
Yeah, it's so dark. Yeah. I hate that.
Oh my God.
So yeah, so we started up a new map. Angelise really wanted to go like travel. She wanted to like explore new shit.
You guys had to start a new map for that?
Well, so one of the problems is that there was like no jungle area. We couldn't find any. And I eventually looked it up because, you know, there's like, you can find the seed number for whatever
types of biomes you want.
Well, no, not for what you want, but there's a way that you can actually do some sort of console command that'll tell you what your seed number is for the world that you have. And you can take that and put that into a website that'll then show you the map for that seed. And sure enough, there's only a very small patch of jungle anywhere near us. That one that I found, that's it. Like, I kept looking and looking, and there is nothing else that I could find. There's no other jungle. So,
that's crazy.
We're, like, screwed on the jungle.
I've got good swamplands. I've got good desert. I'm in, like, a mountain terrain.
Oh, that's cool.
Myself. Mm-hmm. And a...
that's right. I remember seeing.
And bordered by a dark oak forest.
Oh, that's cool. See, I'm a little worried that this one's going to be kind of unfruitful, too, because... So we're like on the edge of like this desert area, and then there's ocean, and then there's just normal like foresty area. But I think it's just a bunch of desert all around us, which is cool. It's nice. Like, we're going to be able to make a lot of glass stuff.
Yeah.
that's the cool part about, you know, being in a desert.
Trust me, from where I'm at, I have to travel to the desert quite often. I started making terracotta clay.
Oh, yeah.
Glazed terracotta.
Mm-hmm.
Have you messed with the glazed terracotta?
I haven't yet. No.
Some of the most gorgeous patterns design I have ever seen.
Well, so I've been messing with sandstone since there's so much sand around. And that shit is expensive. You have to use a lot of sand.
Yeah, to get the design ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I can't wait to.
You can make some cool stuff with it.
Yeah, I got to mess with the terracotta, too.
Those glazed terracotta blocks are cool.
A giant greenhouse. I think I'm going to make it, like, at least twice as big as it currently is.
And then I just figured out how to make concrete powder.
Concrete powder?
Yeah, have you discovered concrete powder?
No.
Holy crap. I made a barn.
Yeah.
Out of red concrete powder.
Huh.
So it works like, it has a gravity effect like sand and gravel, right?
Okay.
And its starting form, mm-hmm. which is powder. It's a block. But you can put it down, and then if you throw water on it, uh-huh. it hardens. It's really hard, and you dye them all the dyes. You can dye any of the colors.
What?
So it adds all that color palette, and it's a flat color. Like,
holy cow! I'm gonna
no seam.
Look this up.
No seam.
Oh, wait. Nice. So how do you have to find the concrete powder, or do you make it?
So you make it. Very easy. Four sand, four gravel, and then a dye in the middle.
Oh, okay. I could do this. No problem.
Just diamond corners. And one in the middle, and whatever dye you want,
okay.
And it makes like quite a bit.
Hmm.
Like you can get quite a bit of powder out of. I think just the one assembly does eight concrete powders of whatever.
Was it like all the materials you put into it?
Pretty much.
That's pretty good.
Except for the dye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm totally for that. That's awesome.
And then it's like
that's the thing
at
that
first.
I hate about the sandstone is that, I mean, to make stairs, you're using what, six? And you only get like you get half of that out. Mm-hmm. They're stairs. I'm taking away materials here.
Oh, I know all about that.
But you're compressing the sand.
I guess.
I understand all the pain of resource cost. Yeah. All of it.
Yeah. No.
Clay.
Me too.
Clay. I have been roaming the swamps for days. Shovel in hand.
Isn't there a way you can make clay or no? Is it not?
No. Not that I've come across yet. Yeah. I still have to find it.
That and snow. Now we have a lot of snow.
Yeah.
I know it's not a perfect building material. For the fact that it can blow up very well. but man, it looks so good.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, it's some of the best block you could get.
Yeah.
And it also has an interesting, like, takes six, like, layers of snow to make one block.
Mm-hmm.
So it has an interesting, like, when trying to, like, put something lower in something.
Yeah.
You can use those blocks to, the snow is useful. Snow.
Yeah.
Which is actually really easy for me. I'm pretty high up in the mountains, and all of the tops of, like, most of the houses I have, I just have to go up there and
shovel it off.
Snow.
You're Mr. Plow.
Yeah. Well, I just have a constant snow supply.
Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. So, yeah. Cool.
I need to update my Minecraft. I haven't done it in a long time.
You should.
The ocean stuff is cool. They added a new ocean block.
I was excited for the birds.
And the
beads?
No.
Oh.
Hey, there's dolphins.
It's scary.
Can you make a dolphin sound? I can't.
No.
I tried. It doesn't sound like a dolphin. Yeah, that's what mine sounds like, and that's not good.
What are you talking about? That was
more
perfect.
More high-pitched.
Yeah. It's got to be high-pitched and quick.
Mine was a baritone.
He's all boy.
He's all man.
Oh, you know what? There's something else that I forgot that I've been playing. Overwatch, the new, what's it called?
Retribution.
Event. Yeah, Retribution. There you go.
Isn't that an older one, though? Isn't that just a redo of an older mission?
No, so there's the older one, which you can go and do. And the older one, it's like, I don't know. It's different. It's kind of the same thing, but it's different. This one, though, has... It seems like a bit more story to it than the last one. And it's shorter. I think it's definitely shorter. The other one, the one from last year, it's like robots are coming for you hardcore. And it's nothing but like wave a wave after robots. Yeah. So you're fighting a lot of Orisas and a lot of Bastions. So yeah, you can go and do that one too. I don't know if you've seen it, if you've tried it, but you can go re-experience that if you played it last year. But the new one, it's like a botched mission that you have to get yourself out of, which is really cool. I liked.
Oh, because Reaper screws it up for you?
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Get all Reaper. So, yeah, seeing Reaper, not Reaper, is pretty cool. The skins are actually really cool, too. I like a lot of them.
Lucio's was really cool. I saw Lucio's.
Yeah, yeah. I actually got Lucio's. Like, that was one of the first things that I pulled.
Yeah,
I
was Lucio's,
like,
was pretty cool. I saw Lucio's.
But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I really like it. Enjoy it a lot. I got the achievement for, I think you have to beat it with 6 characters. So that was like one of the first things that we did.
Nice.
Not that out of the way. There's one for, apparently, I think you have to do it on at least hard. And basically, a player can't go down. So.
It's hard.
We'll see.
Yeah. Sounds hard.
Yeah. Yeah, at first, when Angelie first jumped into it, we were not very good at all. But after playing it, like, for a few rounds, the second day we came back and we were kicking butt pretty good, so. I think it just takes a minute to...
You gotta learn it.
Yeah. It's all scripted, for the most part. I mean, when you... Things are different between the different difficulties. Obviously, there's more enemies. But on top of that, when you switch to the mode where you can pick any character that you'd like, things are different in there, too. Like, they'll throw... Like, the boss enemies that come after you seem to be a bit randomized. Like, you're not always going to experience the same one in the same place. So that's really cool. Yeah.
I've been playing Hyrule Warriors Legends on the DS.
I can't wait for the new one.
I'm so frustrated with it.
Why is that? Well,
I put in a lot of time to Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just on my 3DS version.
Yeah.
Because I also have it for the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in a lot of time on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Wii U, I got to the point where I needed like one more weapon to finally get all the weapons, right?
Yeah.
For everybody and unlock the Master Sword's true potential.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got there finally on my 3DS version. I got to like the same point on my 3DS and finally surpassed it and got that final weapon, the Great Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
You get a fight as the Great Fairy. I don't know if you've seen that. It's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And because it's the legendary one, that's not all the weapons.
That sucks.
There's three other adventure maps that I have to go through. To get all the
weapons. At least you have a new goal.
Yay.
Yay.
I started doing it, and there's like... I started doing one of the maps, and I can't figure out how to get these enemies to appear. I think I've tried every item it gives me on the map to make these enemies appear, and I can't figure it out.
I'm going to resort to the online...
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up.
Interwebs.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look up to see how to do it.
Help me! Kill bosses! Please.
Well, it's not even like how to do... Just how to get the monsters to appear, because some of the stages you have to like... use an item on something to make that monsters appear.
Yeah.
So you can fight there. And I know where what I'm supposed to hit. It's like this little ring.
Watch, it's not going to be. You're in the wrong spot. That'll be funny. Have you ever done that in a game? You're like, I know. This is where it is.
Well, and no, it's
like
I 2 feet it was.
Over. You're like,
I thought
like,
it was.
Oh, shit.
But they give you an item called a magic compass.
Oh, okay.
And it tells you where
exactly
the item it is. And that's item that's shining. When I used the compass, I was like, no, I was right. It is that spot. How do I...
yep.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
Just me.
Well, good luck. I'm not playing any more of that game until it comes out for the Switch, because I want it for the Switch with all its everything.
I'm really glad I got it for the 3DS.
I liked it on the 3DS. It was nice to have it. Portable.
Yeah, the fact that it's portable.
That's the thing, is that I never got it on the 3DS. I fully intended to, but once they announced it for the Switch, it was like, okay, I'm waiting. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to get it now.
Yeah. Don't. I mean, I kind of regret getting it for... I actually kind of regret getting it for the 3DS, only because I'd already put so much time into my Wii U one.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted all the other characters.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's how they get you.
Yep. And then once you get a Switch, you're going to get it again. And you're going to go through all of this again.
No, I probably won't get the Switch version, actually.
He's lying, I can tell. He doesn't know it yet, but he's lying.
It'd be the first thing. I got a Switch, and I got Hyrule Warriors for the Switch.
Probably. Oh, and how much Dynasty Warriors did we play back in the day?
I played a lot.
Yeah, you like played even more than I did. Like you're the one that introduced me to it, so... Yeah.
I almost had like everybody's final weapon on six, Dynasty Warriors 6.
Yeah. Yeah, you go all out with those games.
Yeah.
Well, should we do some news? There isn't a whole lot, so.
Well, there's quite a bit of news to talk about.
Well, there's only that one big thing that you reminded us of.
There's a couple things that I'd like to talk about.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, I guess, I mean. Thanks for throwing me right in there, asshole.
You're the one that asked for it.
Yeah, that's right. We've just been assholes to each other all morning. Fair game. There was Billy Mitchell, who got taken off of a bunch of his scores, all of his scores, I think, got taken out of Twin Galaxies.
He's banned.
Scoreboards, and he can't...
Removed from the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, he's no longer the first person to accomplish the million... score on Donkey Kong. I know that went to someone else. I can't remember who now. But, yeah, I mean, no real big surprise. If you ever, like,
listen to that guy speak or anything.
Even if you just see him, like, he just looks like
shifty.
Such actually, a shady
a-hole. When I looked at him, what I thought instantly is that he kind of looked like Peter Dinklage, except, you know, not.
Yeah, he kind of does.
He totally does.
a little bit.
Like, not completely, but a little. Enough.
Well, it's funny, too, because I forget what video it was that
just
I watched.
Just way more sleazy. It's like,
it might have been that.
If Peter Dinklage and Littlefinger had a baby.
Right.
It would be Billy Mitchell.
I think I heard that before. Somebody made that exact comparison. It'd be so like Billy spot Mitchell. On. yeah, no. So I don't remember what if it was the documentary that everybody talks about.
King of Kong.
Yeah. Or I think it was something else that I was watching. It was just talking about like video game high scores in general. But there's that whole part where, you know, he submits his stuff with the videotape and there's something off about it. And they just like, and they're like, oh, it's just Billy. Like, okay.
Well, that, and it was a VHS, if I remember correctly. So it's really at the time hard to verify a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
On it anyways.
Well, and one of the things too, I guess, is that like part of the video, like, there's some sort of weird cut there, and it's like, okay, that could just be the tape itself.
I guess what it is.
But it's weird. It's like, you know,
I guess what really what it came down to was is that I don't, personal opinion, I don't honestly think Billy Mitchell was necessarily that bad of a guy at all. And he was very skilled. He did get that score. The only thing that makes it an illegitimate copy of that score is that he didn't use the right equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it came down to he was using a emulator software that was not allowed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what it came down to. It's not that he didn't like legitimately get this, or that there was no question of whether or not like it was you faked getting this score. Didn't use the right equipment to get on the leaderboard in general.
But
did he know that that's like what his equipment was though? Like, because if he did, then it's deceitful and. Like, right there, like, if you knew that it wasn't the recognized version of that game and he still submitted it and like played it off as that it was, then
yeah. And that's the thing too, it's like,
well, that's very deceitful.
The problem there is like, even if he did do it at the time, it that doesn't matter, because you're like throwing into question, like, you use stuff that you know can be faked, which is just bad in and of itself, but it leaves the question open then to, well, maybe he didn't do it. And that's the thing, is that at that point, you got to say, like, yeah, okay, well, the fact that maybe he didn't.
The fact that you didn't use the guidelines. Like, you have to follow guidelines on scoreboards like that.
Yeah.
There's different scoreboards.
Yeah, exactly. But, and that's the thing, it's like, I don't know, like, just the way he went about it is just shifty.
It's a sleaziness that didn't make it right.
Yeah, like, and I don't know. The full story of it.
If he would have just come up front and been like, oh, yeah, you're right. I did not use the proper equipment.
Honestly, it reminds me of, what's his name? The guy with the whole Trump's lawyer thing.
Oh,
Sean Hannity? Sean Hannity?
Yes.
I don't remember. The Fox guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, okay, maybe you weren't hiring him to, like, pay off some mistress that you have. Like, that's perfectly legit. He's a lawyer. Like, sure, you can ask a lawyer some questions. Like, that's all good and well. The fact that you don't admit to it, like, while you're reporting on it, throws everything into question, though.
Yeah.
Like, all you had to do was say, hey, I've used his legal services before. Like,
full disclosure, what people,
and then everyone would have been like, oh.
And I still, okay. I think, yeah. Billy Mitchell could have gone out of that a lot better had he just kind of like admitted to the fact that, yeah, I didn't use the right equipment. You're right. I'm sorry. Let me do this on something that is correct.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone would have been like, well, you still reached that score. That's impressive all on its own.
Yeah.
Because then from there, we would be like, oh, well, he says he used the wrong, he didn't use the right equipment, but I'm more inclined to believe that he reached that score because he was honest about not using the right equipment. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Or, yeah, like you said, redo it, like, with the correct stuff. Like, oh, yeah, this one, we made a mistake, whatever your story is. Let me redo it on this one, and you all can verify that it is.
Yeah, and I think what's really sleazy about that whole situation is I believe that was all for some sort of competition or something. So, like, you know, he didn't want to lose his notoriety in that weekend. It's like, this happens. It's okay. You can, like, not have the title for a week or whatever to do it properly. Like, well, you don't need to perpetuate this lie.
It wasn't until, like, 2 months later that the next dude did it.
The
next dude was able to get the million.
Exactly. It's like,
I mean, he might not have been able to do it again. That's a, you know, big accomplishment feat, but man, you didn't do it right. Just do it again.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's really shady in the end. And I don't know, like the way people talk about him, he sounds like he's an okay guy. Actually everybody seems to really enjoy him, which is why they let him.
He's very mellow. Like he doesn't, like, even though there's a bunch of pictures of him like screaming,
really
shaking his fists and stuff like that. Every interview with him has always been like really, like he's very quiet,
mm-hmm.
spoken.
Hmm.
Seems very introverted. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I see qualities I recognize.
But yeah, so it's disappointing. I don't know. It's like,
for crazy me, it's
like,
news,
why you gotta lie for so long about it? Like,
it's crazy news just because it took so long.
Yeah,
to just get answered. And I respect Twin Galaxies for even just like keeping it going.
Yeah,
they respect all the players who played and were like, no, well, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Did we award the wrong person?
There's been so much of this in the recent months. So, cheats.
Cheating.
It's real.
Yeah.
Do it, guys.
Cyberbullying.
Also,
did you guys hear about Sega?
Sega. No. What about them?
Maybe entering the console war again?
Yeah. Okay. I did hear about this.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
That excites me. Dreamcast was freaking awesome.
I've never actually played one.
I love really? The Dreamcast.
We were poor. We didn't.
Well, so was I. That's why I went over to my rich friend's house
and played the Dreamcast.
We didn't have rich friends.
Oh. Actually, he wasn't even that rich.
That's why I went to church. So I could have rich friends.
Yeah, no. It'd be interesting to see what they decide to do. I hope it's good though. Like I'm worried.
The Dreamcast did really well. Was really well done. It is a great console.
It was just the rampant
not
piracy.
Well received. It was the piracy that
I I don't know anybody though who owned one of those who didn't love the crap out of it.
That's true. So, like I hear still people rave about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was well received, but it was just like, well, once you bought one, with how easy it was to pirate games, it just didn't matter after that. They couldn't sell anything with shit.
Which is weird.
But those are some of my favorite memories. Like,
I still bought those games.
Yeah.
I still played with the VMU memory card.
Right? I think, if anything, that was probably the only bad part about it, were the VMUs. I mean, it was a really interesting idea, but they were really expensive for the time.
They were way expensive.
Yeah.
That was...
That... Honestly, the console was ahead of its time.
The console was so ahead of its generation.
Yeah.
So ahead of its time with technology.
Which is why
it tried to do like a dual screen type thing is what it really tried to give you with that VMU.
And honestly, with the price point of all of the hardware, like the fact that piracy was so easy to do on that system, it kind of made it like, of course, you know, everybody's going to pirate everything because people are poor, so
just spend all their money on like the actual system.
Yeah, well, yeah, they didn't have enough money to buy the game, so they went and pirated it. So, yeah, but then there were some other downfalls of it too. There were some games that just weren't that good. So
no, but man, it's games that were.
Yeah,
dude, Sonic Adventure.
You ever played Sonic Adventure?
Power Stone, Phantasy Star Online.
Yeah, I remember playing a lot of Dead or Alive.
Jet Set Radio.
Oh yeah. Mm. Good times.
Crazy Taxi.
Right.
Crazy.
What was the offspring song?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Always just going to be embedded in my head as Crazy Taxi.
That's the Crazy Taxi theme song.
Yeah, exactly. You want to go?
What was mine? I forgot. Hollow Knight Lifeblood update is now available. So it adds a new boss and it revamps another boss. So if you have Steam, it's already going to download. If you got it outside of Steam, you got to go download it yourself.
Yeah.
You got to do your own footwork.
Yeah. Do it.
I'm excited. Once I get through Ni No Kuni, I can go back to playing that.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. So good.
I'm probably going to be spending a lot of time with Baka for the next.
Right. Move in. Temporary roommate.
Yeah.
Temporary roommate until we're done with this.
I have something here that's going to make you very sad, Christian, if you haven't heard already.
Probably have. What's up?
Stars.
Yeah.
Ash versus Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah. They canceled it. Canceled.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I did read that they wrote the end of season 3 to be a series finale because they didn't know if it was going to get renewed. So at least it'll wrap everything up.
That's honestly, it's okay with me if shows don't go on. Just don't leave me hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm pretty sure, has the same thing going on this season 2 where it could end. Mm-hmm. They probably could continue, but this could be the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I know Ash vs. Evil Dead only had a few seasons, but I kind of like it better when they wrap it up and they don't drag it out for 10 years and then...
Yeah, that's totally fine by me. Otherwise, you get these things like Supernatural, yeah, where exactly. I like Supernatural, but 13 fucking seasons and I'm over it, guys. You guys have died twice each.
Like, you've run out of ideas and it's... You just keep, like, rehashing stuff and, like...
I know you guys are having fun. I know you guys like doing it.
And I keep watching it just because I've already seen all the other ones. Of course. And I want to see how bad it's getting. Of course. But if you would have ended it
for the end.
At, like, 7 or 8, I would have been fine with that.
They could have ended it a long ago. And
yeah.
I do like Supernatural, but that is my big complaint about it. Is they're going on, like, season 13 now, right?
It is spread so thin.
And... It's yeah, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, give us the end.
Well, like House. I really loved that show. And it didn't need like the last 2 or 3 seasons. I'm like, you could just wrap this up. And yeah. Scrubs did the same thing.
They should have never have come back as a school.
Mm-hmm. Simpsons.
See, the Futurama had it right. Their last season, they're like, we don't know when we're getting canceled, so let's write this whole thing like every episode is the end.
Oh, I think I don't know if I'm on the last season, but I turned on one episode and it was heart-wrenching, and I know it's not the end of the show, so I was like, shit, am I in the last season now?
What happened?
It's the one where, where Lila's in a coma. That's what it is.
Lila's in a coma?
Yeah.
It was because she got stabbed?
Yeah.
The poison?
Yep.
Yep. Yep, that's one of the last seasons.
So I am there. Mm. Oh, I'm so sad. Yeah, I but it was so heart-wrenching. That show ends
amazingly.
This is what Christian was talking about.
Like, the couple seasons before that, you're like, man, this is getting really boring. But that season, you're like, this is really good.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was getting boring. I was still really enjoying it.
Well, there was a few things that were like, it started getting a little less funny. Started doing like a Simpsons thing, kind of, where it started. Mm-hmm. But then they got to that last season and they weren't sure when they were going to get canceled. Like I said, it started and Fox was like, no, cancel them. Because it's Fox.
Yeah.
But it started and they wrote their next season. Like, they're going to cancel us at any moment, guys. So let's make sure any one of these episodes could be considered a final episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really shows. And the final episode is a really good episode.
Hmm. Well, we'll see. I'm almost there. The only other thing I got is Westworld showrunner confirms that robots poop.
It's good. Good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, that was important.
I think it's funny. So.
That was important.
And that starts, season 2 starts tonight. I guess the robots pooping starts tonight also.
The robots pooping starts tonight. Ooh, that's a good show title.
Robot poops tonight at 9.
Tonight at 9. Tune in. Live.
Kids are calling it Robot Poops. But it's not what you think it is. Details at 9.
The new menace terrorizing your neighborhood. Okay. Let's wrap this up. Put a bow on it. In a little bit of wrapping paper. Well,
Hold on. I had something else.
I had a small thing, if this page ever loads.
Oh, everybody's just like, well, oh, wait, I got news.
From last week, but we didn't get to it.
Oh, okay.
The Chrono Trigger is getting a patch for
Chrono patch.
The PC to bring back the original graphics.
Ooh.
So if you were one of the ones that was upset about that,
you know, I wasn't upset. Your old
graphics back.
It's cool though that they're doing that. So
yeah.
Awesome. I approve. Or I disapprove.
I know that I can't find the article because I was going to talk about it to some length, but I can't remember. I can't find the article now. Soul Calibur, new Soul Calibur game.
Oh yeah.
They were talking about characters announced for it.
Yeah.
And like so Siegfried's back.
Mm-hmm.
Should be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping they change him. So the first time Siegfried was like introduced, they tried to do like this whole thing where both him and Nightmare both had like the same moveset.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. So they both had like the moves from Nightmare and it was weird.
Yeah.
So I kinda hoping they
just put a skin over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kinda hoping they like fix it to where they feel different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited for that game.
Me too. I am.
It looks like it's going to be pretty good.
I didn't play the previous one, so
I played a little bit of the last one, and I didn't like it very much.
I liked it, but I didn't like call out to be. You know, it didn't make it wasn't like you need to play more, but it was fun. So,
but this looks good
for me. Yeah, it's like. I hope it's good. Pokemon where I don't need to play everyone, like I usually play every other one.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's
fair.
Been long enough that I think I could go back and I'll play this new one.
Yeah, I wait for ones that like get like do something good or do something unique.
Yeah.
Now. That's why I picked up like Mortal Kombat when they like redid their whole thing.
I'm
I was like, okay,
you out to dinner.
But I still haven't gotten 10 or X or whatever it's called.
Mortal
Kombat X.
Mortal X.
Yeah. So at that point, I was like, I got the last one. It was fine.
Yeah, Mortal X fan. That's what it could be.
I do really want Injustice 2.
Yeah. Me too. I still need to look into that.
I really want that just because of all the DLC characters. And they announced like the Game of the Year edition one just got released. So I was like,
didn't they announce they're taking away loot boxes out of that also? I think they announced that.
I don't
that
know. I know, you know what made a
That's
big turnaround?
That's happened with a few games, so
you know what made a
I
big turnaround was Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
They made a really big turnaround. There are still loot boxes and stuff like that, but they definitely, from the beginning where they had to take all of that away, they finally just released all the content, like all the heroes and stuff. They're just there now. And now it's just like normal loot box stuff.
Hmm, cool.
I'm glad
they fixed that.
The Netherlands just announced that some loot boxes are gambling.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're a bit more specific than that other. I think it was Germany. One of the other places just like outlawed loot boxes in general.
Yeah,
For gambling, but the Netherlands were like some are.
Yeah, well, I mean, I still think it's going to be interesting here because I think there is going to be some sort of legislation that passes because it's. Like
it's kids, slowly becoming
kids are,
a problem.
Like, yeah, like kids are getting into it, and it's going to be an issue on that front. Like people are going to be like, "No, you can't do this to kids." Like,
well, it's the same thing as blind boxes.
Yeah,
and toys.
That's the thing is that like you look at that though, and I think it's because it's physical, and you know, in a lot of places, it's like you know you have to go and ask your parents for it, and they can actively see what's going on there when. It comes to loot boxes, though, parents might not completely understand exactly what's going on. You know, I think it's a little bit different in that regard. And I think that's the argument that's going to get put forward and it's going to change things for blind boxes. Like that's the part that I'm worried about, because generally there isn't,
you know,
not always,
it, right?
But generally,
I mean, you know, what started this whole thing, who we can blame. Yeah. Number one person we can point fingers at. And say, this is your fault.
You're right. Christian.
Thanks, Obama.
No, even past Obama. It's bigger than Obama.
It's bigger than Obama.
Bigger than
the Illuminati.
Well, they're behind it.
They're behind it, but
Loot Crate.
Right.
You can blame Loot Crate.
Yeah.
It's bigger than Obama.
I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Because they took that whole like blind toy box, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, no. But that's the thing, it's like that's clearly geared for adults. Like I think like,
there's
in a lot
so
of
many
situations,
of them now, dude. There's so no, many. You can get them geared to anything you fucking want. There's ones for animals. Yeah.
But I'm talking about the original. Like
Loot Crate?
Yeah. I will
so
say
so many toys in that. Are you kidding?
There are,
me?
But it's when I look at the stuff that's in there, it's meant for
just because it's toys
young...
that please you.
No.
I'm just as guilty.
But it very much feels like they design it with the idea of, hey, you're an adult who has enjoyed all this crap over the years. We know you're going to love some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way every single one feels like. Because I don't like them all. And some of them are definitely references to older stuff. So it's like, yeah. But that being said, like, yeah, you're right. It's their fault.
Well,
they made it popular.
That and cell phone games. Like the free cell phone games and stuff really made like Loot Crate and all that microtransaction a thing.
Yeah, it just made
it
easier.
And a business model.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate part is like I understand free-to-play games. When you have those like Loot Crates and big pay things in free-to-play games, I get it. You got to make money somewhere. Let's add this. Some games do it a little overextent. Like you're not really going to get anywhere in the game unless you do it. But a good portion of the games that I've played on the phone and stuff do a pretty decent job of being like, yeah, you can buy these. This will get you better, faster. You don't have to. Take your time and you can get there eventually.
Well, that's because you're a responsible adult.
I'm also broke.
That too.
Like, one of the worst ones I've seen recently was for Fortnite, and that's a free-to-play, like, PUBG-ish game.
Yeah.
For a character skin, I guess if you're like, because Adrian plays it, so he's explaining it to me, but like, you can earn it if you're in this top tier of the game. But if you wanted to just outright buy it, it was $20 for a character skin. Yeah.
For a character skin?
And he was legitimately thinking about it. And I'm like, does
Holy
it do anything?
Cow.
No, it just looks cool. I'm like, for $20?
But to me, that's okay. Because if you want to make $20 for a skin, if they're going to do it,
that's worse than
okay,
horse on
that's
her,
on
though.
Them. That's on yeah. them. That's on them. You're not telling them that it's anything else.
But that's the problem, is that you're making something that you have to either be top tier in order to get.
Which you have to pay for.
Yeah, or pay a large amount of money. Like, that's totally manipulating people who might have that issue.
But for something that is just solely cosmetic, it's not something that is like, oh, this is game-changing. This is the only way you're going to be able to keep playing the game and be in any kind of competition at all.
As a responsible person, I solely agree with, like, I entirely agree with you. But for people that just get sucked into, like, having cool stuff and they're like, oh, yeah, like, they're just going to buy it.
Don't touch us. Yeah, exactly. And honestly, it's going to come back to kids. Like kids that might purchase things on their parents' account and not know. They're just like, okay, or maybe they're allowed to purchase up to a certain amount, you know? And then they just end up spending all of their money on that. And
see, my point is that it is, with the free-to-play model is I don't mind because they do need to make their money somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree.
And you want to do that. You want to tell them, hey, this is the thing. It is up to them. And the reason I do this is because, like, Baka has a couple of his cell phone games. And I've talked to him about it before, and it's like...
And I've purchased things inside of that, too, you know? Like, some free-to-play games, especially if it's something that I've played a lot of, there's part of me is like, okay, I've, like, easily sunk 40 hours into this game. I can afford to spend $5 here. How about the developer? Get a little bonus. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you're enjoying yourself, you want to keep having fun, and if it's something that you want to do, I mean, go for it.
Yeah.
Well, think about what you're doing, because if it is something $20 for a costume,
Yeah.
Is just
I think that's a little bit that of is, gouging, though. That's my only problem.
That is ridiculous. That is overextent.
Like,
but
I even think that $10 is too much, but at least I could be like, all right, it's $10. Like, if you want to spend that money, okay. $20 is just, like, mind-blowing to me for a cosmetic.
Yeah, no, that blows my mind as well. I will say that. But yeah, I think just the underlining point there.
I'm sorry.
Even though that is an overlying case, okay. Like, if they're dumb enough and gullible enough to fall for it.
Here's what we're doing. We are going to make a game, and we're going to sell $50 cosmetics, okay?
They got to be badass cosmetics.
Well, this isn't League of Legends already have some that cost, like, ridiculous amounts.
Are you serious?
No,
I don't know if it's, like, $50, but I thought some of them cost, like...
There's, like, a bunch of rare shit. I'm sure it'll happen, too, with, like... hopefully not with Overwatch.
Well, maybe we could sell, like, $100... I'm rich, come at me, bro pack.
I'm rich, come at me, bro.
Yeah. For each character,
my dad owns a dealership. My dad owns a dealership, spots a pack.
Yes.
Comes with all the coolest cosmetics you can get.
Yes. I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Comes with the bins.
Jeez.
Pet. Get a pet.
I was thinking of the diving bins, and I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
I thought immediately of Mario Kart, and I was like, you got that for free in Mario Kart.
That's for free, man. Why would I have to pay for it? That's because we're going to charge them for it, because they're suckers. My dad owns a dealership cosmetic pack, and it works for, like, you got to make it work for, like, 10 different games or something. It's just cosmetics for, like, 10 different games.
$100. Well learned.
None of does any bit of thing. Just looks something.
Yeah.
Not necessarily good. It just looks something.
There's like one of the like blow up T-Rex outfits. That you make it have like the physics like a blow up T-Rex outfit where it's just like super bouncy.
That'd be pretty good.
Ooh. Or a wacky inflatable arm filling tube man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that too. Okay. Let's wrap this up. You can get us at the www.classicgamerbrain.com. Should I do more of a robot voice?
That sounds like really you didn't know what you were saying, and then you edited it in afterwards. You just say it generic, and then like pasted it.
At www.com. You can edit that later. Anyways, you want.
I was watching this YouTube video and this guy talked like that the entire time. I was like, what is going on here? Like, did you just take a bunch of audio and just clip them together? Like, it was all out of place.
Facebook/8bitshow.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Twitter/8bitshow. No yay for Twitter.
No gay for Twitter. No one's gay for Twitter.
At Cranky1029. At Zambot.
I think at Two Little Slow.
Is
either
I that think or that's Lil Poot. What it was one of those two.
I think it was Two Littles.
I can't remember.
It was Lil Poot.
Yeah. It was one of those two. That's for sure. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to look at it anyways.
No.
So yeah. Go DM him if you find him. And it'll be funny when he one day opens it up and be like, holy shit.
Put something like weird, like, we have a child. So it was like 1 year ago.
I can hear you right now.
Actually, that kind of happened to me when I like didn't get on like when MySpace died.
I remember you telling me.
MySpace died and I got on there after like 5 years.
Yeah.
And this chick had like been trying to get a hold of me. And she has a kid. And I was like, who's the kid? It's a cute boy.
Looks big.
How old is he? Because I have some math to do.
Right. All right, guys. Till next time. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.